This is My Daily Grace, 7 minutes of spiritual reflection and devotion with Dr. Cynthia Turner.
A few days ago, I stumbled across the manuscript of a message that I gave at a women's retreat several years ago entitled Give the Master the Key. As I read the message again, I realized that it was not happenstance that I had come across this manuscript because at that time, I was feeling quite overwhelmed and was struggling with feelings of anxiety because of my onset of what I call immense busyness. And as God spoke to me through the very words he had given to me to share with others some years ago, I was moved to share them with you today in hopes that they may possibly bless you as well. And it began with my study of how a lock works. As we all know, locks come in all different shapes and sizes, but the most common design is what is called a cylinder lock, where inside of this lock, there is a sort of puzzle that is distinct for each one. Now, this puzzle is made up of a series of small pairs of pins of varying lengths. When you insert the appropriate key, this key will have a series of notches that will perfectly align with the pin lengths such that when the key is inserted, it raises the pin pairs up far enough so that there's adequate space for the key to turn. Now, what is special about locks that can be accessed by a master key is that each lock in this group has extra pins, which are the same length in each lock. And so while each lock is unique, those common extra pins allow a person with the master key access to any lock in the group. And so as certain as you are presently listening to me, I begin to hear God quietly speak into my spirit. What key do I have of yours? Does the key I have give me access to all aspects of your life, or does it restrict my entry to only certain designated areas? He then continued with the following illuminating questions. Well, is my presence only welcomed when things are going your way? Or am I as warmly embraced when events are contrary to your plans? Are my words only accepted when they are cutting others, or are they as well received when they are piercing you? Do you only seek my company in your time of need? Or am I equally sought out in times of prosperity? Do I have a continual place in your thoughts throughout your waking hours? Or do I easily get crowded out by life's circumstances? I was finally beginning to see where he was going with this. He was spiritually speaking of those common extra pins and those locks that I was speaking of, which allow one with a master key full access. And so as I pondered those words again just last week, he reminded me that my feelings of overwhelmingness and anxiety was a simple reflection of his current restricted access to my life. That is, my busyness. No matter how noble the activities were, had limited his occupancy, his residency, his mobility in my life, leading to my frustration rather than his peace, and to my apprehension rather than his assurance. And so perhaps some of you listening today feel disconnected from God, and it has nothing to do with busyness. Maybe it is related to a loss or a setback. Perhaps it's related to an ongoing struggle or an affliction. Whatever the case may be, God revealed to me some years ago and just reminded me last week that our peace or our lack of peace and calm is inextricably tied to his restricted access to our lives. That is the master key, which gives God full access to operate in our lives and in our circumstances, is located in one private and very personal space called worship. A worship that Jesus describes in John 4:23 as that which is in spirit and in truth. And he reminded me that many of our problems in getting breakthroughs in some areas of our lives is because too many of us have substituted praise for worship. And we don't realize that praise only gives him restricted entry and not full access. Why? Well, because praise for many of us is conditional. Praise is contingent on what God does in our lives. Praise is dependent upon how well he produces our desired outcomes. Thus, if God does not show up in the way we want or expect, our praises tend to dry up. And because scripture suggests that God inhabits our praise, as our praise goes, so goes his power in our lives. But worship goes beyond that. Worship goes beyond singing and music. It goes beyond attending Sunday morning service. It goes beyond an exhortation of thanksgiving. It goes beyond a feeling of gratefulness. Worship is unconditional. Worship is a way of life. For you see, when we worship in spirit, it means that we have decided to take on His heavenly perspective of our earthly life. It means we have decided to view our everyday situation through His spiritual lens and not our carnal spectacles. To worship our Lord in spirit means we have decided to assess our battlefield from His position in the heavens and not from our ground level. And see, then when we worship in truth, we walk in the understanding that regardless of our circumstances, our God is able. Thus, worship is a daily communion or communication with God through prayer and meditation and the reading of His word so we can understand His heavenly perspective. Worship is an everyday walk with God that mirrors our complete trust and faith in the inability of God to fail. And thus, by giving our master the key through our worship, I am a living witness that we will begin to find peace in His omniscience, that is, His all-knowingness, even when we can't understand His plans in our circumstance. We will begin to find comfort in His omnipresence, His everywhereness, even when we can't see Him in our plight. And we will begin to find assurance in His omnipotence, His all-powerfulness, even when we can't feel His movement in our uncertainty. Why? Because when we give Him our worship, when we give God our full unconditional devotion, God is honored. And when He is honored, the scripture says He is pleased. And when He is pleased, the word says He is moved. And when He moves, I can testify of His miraculous operations. So worship Him and watch Him operate in your trial. Worship Him and watch Him show up in your challenge. Worship Him and watch Him triumph in your tragedy, because that is the master key. God bless.
For more information about Dr. Turner and My Daily Grace, visit www.cynthiaturner.org. God's grace towards us deserves our devotion to Him.